Vocalo Radio 91.1 FM, Nudia in the afternoon. This song, new music here on Vocalo, Nothing Much, featuring Jamila Woods by the Oh Mys, who are in studio right now. Hello. We got Nick and Maceo in here with us. Hello.
What's happening?
How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
You know, you guys just dropped this new album, Trust the Stars. Are you guys astrological girlies or what? what's going on with Trust the Stars?
Not super into astrology, but title was like just popped in our heads. But I think it's mostly just about having faith in what's coming forward in front of you. You know, I think probably everybody's having a rough couple years in different ways.
A rough year.
Just a rough
2024. Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the notion.
What are some of your guys' musical inspirations?
I think in terms of inspirations for the project, I mean, we have our like staples of who we look up to and like listen to: Curtis Mayfield, Eddie Harris, Sly Stone, stuff like that.
Cody Chestnut was a big influence from day one.
But for this project, I think we went into it. It was the first project that we had. We built out our own like studio, not just like in our bedrooms, like a a place we could go record. And it was the first time we like really got to experiment, where we weren't worried about time running out in the studio and spending a bunch of money.
I only have it booked for 2 hours.
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So we got to mess around, experiment a bunch. So I think it took us in a lot of different directions. I think we were less than intentional about making the songs or making an album and just focused on making the songs and then piece it together. And we're like, oh, shoot, this kind of sounds like something.
When you say together. You built out a studio, like someone like you guys like actually built a home studio or... Yeah.
Well, no, like we came across a space for rent that was not set up to be a studio. It was really just like an office space.
Mm-hmm.
We took a couple months to clear it all out, build a sound room, learn a bunch about how to build a sound room. you know, like just isolating and got a lot of help from family and friends who knew a lot more about construction and carpentry. Yeah. No, shout out.
Shout out TikTok, right?
Everett. Will Fitzpatrick. My dad helped also. So yeah, like it took a lot of people to help us just put together a real actual studio with a control room and a recording room. And it's a humble abode. It's not huge, but it's everything that we need. And like Maceo was saying, it's like everything that we ever wanted to be able to have a space that we could explore our sound even further, which we've been doing for over a decade now.
Did you guys spend a lot of late nights there? Maybe sleep there overnight, probably?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we definitely spend late nights. We also like spent a lot of just like
9 to 5
almost, like treating it like our job Monday through Friday. Get there at not 9 to 5, get there at like 10 a.m., clock out at maybe 8 p.m.
And this is all right before COVID happened. So, like, it was actually great that we built the studio right then.
Oh my gosh.
We were like, well, shoot, we ain't got nothing else to do. So, we would just, you know, show up like it's our job.
When you were like looking into making your album, I mean, you have some great features on here. The one we just played, I mean, Queen, Jamila Woods.
Yes,
absolutely.
You have Mother Nature. What are some other features you have on there?
Connie Khan from Children of Zeus. Really, really dope. British rapper, producer.
And Pink Sifu.
Yeah, Pink Sifu.
So an amazing, amazing artist that's been just knocking out, putting out albums, it seems like every 6 months. But yeah.
When you're getting ready to roll out an album, is that when you guys start building shows or like start picking like when you guys want to perform and stuff?
Yeah. Usually, you know, like it runs in the cycle of like put out the project and then try and, you know, build shows as much as possible around it. So we had already had an idea. Like we haven't played the Metro in some years, but some of our fondest memories as concert goers and then also as performers have been in that room. Figured why not? We haven't put out music in a while. Let's go back, you know, to a place that has been a good home for us. Yeah, and then the lineup really
I mean, this
really
lineup is
people.
Crazy. I mean, also, you know, we were looking, when the lineup was first dropped at Team Vocalo, we all were like, this is the most Vocalo lineup
Hell
ever.
Yeah.
We're like, this is, I was like, this lineup
Certified.
Is sick. We had just, it's funny, right before you guys dropped the lineup, Sparkle Mommy had just come through. Like, we had had her in the studio, and we're like, oh my gosh, Fresh Waters, Sparkle Mommy, And this show at the Metro, it's going to be the 27th, so it's next week.
Yep.
It's coming up. Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to be doing, like, more of the new material?
Yes.
Exclusively new or some of your old stuff?
We're going to mix it up. A good chunk of it's going to be the new stuff, which has been fun to start rehearsing and, like, you know, you don't to relearn the songs, you know, because we wrote them and recorded them a while. Yeah, you know, like, you know, and they just kind of happened as they happened. So then, like, relearning them and reimagining them with the band and for a live show has been a lot of fun. Like,
yeah, which, I mean, the band was major collaborators on this project, too, not in, like, a featured artist sense. So, like, people might not know, but Alfonso Jones, amazing drummer, all-around musician, singer, songwriter, all of that. He plays drums on a lot of the records, Nothing Much being one of them. At the end, that outro is all him. So,
crazy.
You know, he's going to be playing with us, as well as William Corduroy, who's a big contributor to Sparkle Mommy's music as well, and co-produced I Like That and Find Us Rum on the album. So he plays bass with us. Alfonso plays drums. So it's going to be a big family affair.
So are you guys headlining this show? Or
Yes. Yeah, we're headlining it. Direct support will be Shawnee Dez, Freshwaters, Sparkle Mommy, and our homie Coco Nico on the ones and twos.
Okay, what time does this shindig start with? What time should people get there?
People should be there at 7 p.m. I believe that music will be kicking off at 8 p.m., but our buddy Coco Nico will be already spinning good tunes.
I was going to say, like,
from the moment the doors open.
You already know.
Pre-gaming the party?
Yeah.
I love the Metro. I feel like that's where Chicago core memories are made. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? That's like my first concert ever. At the Metro,
yeah,
I think,
same.
Your first concert ever. So, yeah, it's where we had our first concert memories ever.
So you guys have been working on this album. Now, did I hear this correctly? This has been since before the pandemic?
Yeah, right before. Some of the songs, like the one with Jamila, Nothing Much, that was started probably like a year before, the summer before COVID.
How hard was it for you to hold on to that song for like 5 years?
We kept on having different moments. Yeah, we'd be like, we'd hit her up and be like, we're going to put it out. And she'd be like, okay, cool. I can't wait for her to come out. And then it's like, actually, we're going to hold on to the game. Actually, we're going to wait for a project. And so if we took our time with it. We really tried to like record as many songs of all different types without really getting hung up on like, this is for an album or has to be precious in that way. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we just made as much as possible and then looked around and was like, okay, that connects with that. That works.
Because I'm so much of a chismosa. I'd be like, this song's so good. Everyone's going to hear it right now. Mm-hmm. People need to hear this right. It must have been so hard for you guys to hold on to them.
Well, it was good that we didn't mix it. Because if it was fully mixed and finished, it would have been like
out.
Burning a hole in our pocket. You know?
That would have been.
Oh,
out.
Is that the thing? You don't fully master it yet?
Yeah.
It wasn't mastered.
Yeah.
So we couldn't really just like wake up one day and drop it on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So obviously you just released this, and then should people be looking out for more shows from you guys soon? Or what date should people be looking out for?
In Chicago? Really just the Metro show, and then next year I'm sure there's going to be a bunch coming. But yeah, that's kind of for the city right now, right before winter really hits.
The album's so good, guys.
Thank you.
You guys should be really proud of yourselves. Like,
appreciate it.
I would not have been able to hold on to this music for that long. I mean, like, you guys need to, you want to hear something? You guys need to hear something. So again, In With Me, if you're just tuning in, the Oh My's, they have a show at the Metro. They're headlining on November 27th, Freshwater, Sparkle Mommy, Shawnee Dez, and then this album, Trust the Stars, just dropped. You guys need to hear this.
Fresh off the press.
Tell us about this next song we have coming up that you're bringing by.
This song actually started, was initially a pretty stripped down joint, or not a super stripped down joint, and we were trying to put together songs for the project, and we stumbled on a demo of it. I'm like, well, this is great. Let's do it, but just strip it back because the song is pretty enough. Without a bunch of production.
All right, this
pretty little ditty.
Yeah, this one's Feet Off the Ground. Let's have you guys introduce it.
We are the Oh My's. This is Feet Off Ground on Vocalo.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram, X, and Facebook @Vocalo, and on TikTok @Vocalo.radio.